This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
All right, we're going to try something new on the show. Am I the masshole? And I'm going to tell you, I think you are, Dan, in this situation. I might be tainting the jury pool.
You sure are. You haven't even let me tell the story yet.
617-655-1234. You can call or text after you hear the story and help us determine whether or not you think Dan is the masshole in this situation. Kennedy is out today. So you guys went to see a comedy show over the weekend, you and your girlfriend.
Yes, she got tickets to see Nikki Glaser as a Christmas present. She's a big fan. So we went on Friday night. And she was doing two shows Friday night. She was doing an early show that started at like 7 and a late show that starts at like 9:30 or something like that. So we went to the early show. It was fantastic. We had a great time. It ends about 8:30. So now it's 8:30 on a Friday night. We're riding the high of just doing the show. Like, well, let's go out. Let's go across the street to the Nash Bar. You know, they'll probably get a band going. Let's keep this going.
Right.
So we go across the street. And it is that weird gray area between the early show getting out and the late show not going in yet.
It's utter chaos over there.
So it is the Wild West because both groups of people are now right across the street in his bar.
My buddy Joe bartends at the bar next door at the W, and he told me he's never made so many
espresso martinis. Yeah, Nikki Glaser's an espresso martini crowd for sure.
That's, he's like, he made like 50 of them over the weekend while she was there.
Yeah, no, she packed the place out and everybody was hanging around.
Right.
So we walk into the bar and it is the Wild West in there. There's nowhere to sit. So we kind of just shimmy through this herd of people and we go just behind the bar where everyone is seated. There's no seats,
okay.
But there's like a space that is filled with people just kind of lingering about. So we get in, we kind of wait and flag the bartender down, and we get our drink orders in, and it's been like maybe 10, 15 minutes at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He brings our drinks over, and we just happen to strike up a conversation with these two older guys who are right in front of us. And now there, you could tell they're not like Nikki Glaser fans, but they saw the roast of Tom Brady and thought she was hilarious.
Okay.
So now they're kind of just peppering us with like, what was it like? What's her stand-up like? Was it funny? And we have a conversation with these two guys. They're very nice. And now it's been about 20, 25 minutes, but I also scoped out sitting behind them when I walked in,
mm-hmm.
because I could see that their food was done, their beer was almost empty,
mm-hmm.
and they were going to the next show. I was like, this is a good move to weasel in here. So now after we've been talking, and he kind of does the wave to get the check, and we're making our move,
mm-hmm.
somebody throws a hand on the back of one of the chairs.
Okay.
And it's this woman who has been standing next to us to my right with her and her boyfriend.
Right.
And she goes, we're going to sit here.
Okay.
Now, she didn't say, excuse me, we've been waiting a while. Do you mind? Can I sit here? She grabs the chair, looks at me, and goes, yeah, we're going to sit here.
Okay.
And I went, and that fired some kind of combatant thing in my brain. It was like, I would rather die than let you sit here. And I go, no, we're going to sit here.
This is where the masshole part comes
and
in.
And she goes, well, we've been waiting 45 minutes. You just walked in 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I said, is your name on a list?
Oh,
she goes, no. Damn. I said, well, we've been talking to these guys for the last 20 minutes. They haven't mentioned you. So I guess it's not your seat. And now she's getting mad. And the guy, after they pay the bill, because we've been chatting with them friendly, he turns around and goes, do you guys want our seats? And now she's right next to me. I go, thank you, man. That's so nice. We would love your seats. I appreciate that, brother. And now she is.
Now, they're not, to be fair, they're not his seats to give to you.
They're, to be fair, they ain't her seats either.
But she's been there 45 minutes waiting, and she was standing right next to you.
But I sat right there. And if she had said, hey, man, we've been waiting a long time. We're trying to get a food order in before the show or something.
Right.
I would have probably been like, you know what? Go ahead. We got nothing but time.
But if I...
The way she came up to me,
right.
And it hit me in a spot, and I was like, no. You are going to stand until you die.
But flip it the other way around. If you and the person you were with had been standing right next, and then these two people come in, and they've only been there 15, 20 minutes, and then they swipe these two chairs, and you've been there for 45 minutes, you'd have been like, excuse me, we're waiting for those.
I'd have said Rubin's racing, baby. Listen, am I saying I'm super proud of it? No.
Right.
But it happened.
So now, you take the seats.
So, yeah, of course we take the seats, because it's a madhouse in there. You're not getting seats.
And what did she say?
So now we sit down. And this woman goes off. Not to me, to her very quiet boyfriend.
Right.
But they're right next to us.
Uh-huh.
And she's just going, she's saying it loud enough indirectly for me to hear. Like that was her goal.
Right.
And she's saying, we've been waiting 45 minutes. What a head move. This guy's a scumbag. I can't believe this. And now I'm sitting here like, and I've just had my head turned. towards my girlfriend, because like I don't want to engage,
right?
Because she's looking for me to engage,
right?
And also part of me was like, I'm probably in the wrong here, so I knew that in my heart. But so my girlfriend at one point even goes, what are you doing? Because I haven't answered any of her questions to me.
I'm being a asshole, leave me alone.
And I was like, I'm just engrossed in this person behind me, because she can't hear because it's a loud bar, but I can hear
right.
everything,
you know.
She's like, what's going on with you? And I was like, sorry, there's just something happening over here. And then she finally calmed down and got the seat.
Right.
And as she was leaving to go to the late show.
Oh, did she chirp you?
Yeah, she stops and goes, have a great night, guys.
Oh, I love her.
And I just want you to.
I love her. 617-655-1234. All right, you now get to, maybe you're on Dan's side and you think he wasn't the asshole in this situation.
Honestly, I could see how I was, but also screw that lady.
Yeah.
She wasn't nice either.
Well, she had been sitting there for 45 minutes and saw what you were doing.
The opening salvo was not kind.
Yeah.
Coming over and said, we're sitting here is not how you start a conversation with me.
Sure.
Because it put me in a place.
Right. But you knew she had been there. You said you saw them when you got there.
Was there reservations? Did she put her name on a list? Or were we all just standing in a bar?
No, that kind gentleman said,
hey, would you like our seats? And I said, you know what? I'd love them.
They weren't his seats to give away, Dan.
They weren't her seats either.
She was waiting. She was next in
line.
Were
you her lawyer?
617-655-1234. We'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.